Over the weekend, Homestead Resort in Midway held its annual Crawfish Festival. Homestead has put on the festival for 3 years now, but the festival might see a difference in beverage options in the future. At a DABC commission meeting today, the Crawfish Festival was denied a request for a single event liquor permit. In years past, Homestead was able to secure such a permit. Why not now? Homestead's general manager Nick Barger gives his take.
They had denied it based on the grounds that it was not a community or civic event. Today we attended the commission meeting, and during that meeting, the commission stated that they have changed how they interpret the current laws.
A representative from the DABC told KCPW that the commission is in the process of evaluating how single event and temporary beer applications should be assessed based on certain factors found in current law. In particular, the commission is wary of offering permits to events that profit entities or organizations without offering benefits to the community. But Barger says the rejection for the Crawfish Festival was a surprise to him.
It really is disappointing that in the past we were able to put on these events. If you go to Utah Tourism page, they talk about the cultural events. They talk specifically, in Snowbird's case, about the Oktoberfest being a community and cultural event. So it is sad that they are changing how they interpret the law, because these resorts that are in a little bit more remote locations, it's important for us to be able to host events like this. So it is definitely disappointing, but we would love to be able to work with the commission in the future and see if there's a way that we can make it to where we can have these single event permits for things such as the Crawfish Festival.
Representatives from Snowbird Ski Resort were present at the meeting on Tuesday seeking approval for applications for two of their events, Brewfest and Oktoberfest. Brewfest earned an okay from the commission, but the Oktoberfest application remains up in the air. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.